What's up, y'all? This is Adam from All Gas, No Trash here. And we have a bit of an unorthodox episode that we're doing. Sans Josh, unfortunately, but I thought it was important to do nonetheless. What we're going to be doing is talking about Jelly Haha's latest single, which is Normalize. But before we get to that, I just wanted to let you all know that we have a album review for you on the way. Which is Pixel Grip's Percepticide, The Death of Reality, their third album that we reviewed in advance. And I think many of you will want to tune in for that one because I think it's one of the better albums that we've heard in 2025. And it may very well be the best album of 2025 that we've heard. So, you know, feel free to tune in for that. And that'll wrap up the No Curse Minute. So now what we're going to get into is a bit of news surrounding Jelly Haha. And just some things that I've noticed. So first we have a date. Although I don't know if it's an album release show. We do have a date confirmed for a show at the Resident DTLA. Which is on, I believe, on the other side of the 4th Street Bridge, if I'm not mistaken. It is a smaller venue, but, you know, I took a stab in thinking that this particular show, this album release show, was probably going to be at the Moroccan Lounge, but, you know, that's still yet to be seen. This show is on July 26th, I believe. So if you want to buy tickets for it, they go on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is July 11th on Wednesday. So if you want to purchase tickets, you want to see Jelly Haha, go ahead and do so, because I think this is going to be a ticket that people will purchase rather quickly. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, DJ Travis Holcomb from KCRW is going to be playing DJ for the night, as I believe he was the first person that played Jelly Haha on KCRW. So only fitting that he would be there. And as far as things that are rather interesting is that if you go in the comments, you'll notice for the post relating to the teaser for Normalize, you'll find that there is a management group called Loyalty Management that is based in Brooklyn, Nashville, and I believe Los Angeles. And, you know, that raises a bit of an eyebrow for me. I wasn't expecting any type of management to come out of the hedges like the Homer Simpson meme, but you know, I can only speculate what their involvement is, if they are involved. But you know, a player has definitely entered into the game, but we still don't know who Jelly Haha's management is, or, you know, who their booking agency is. We speculated on the past, and if you want to hear who we believe is the touring agency of Jelly Haha, tune into the previous episodes of All Gas, No Trash to get the scoop, I suppose, or the speculation that we have. So now we will transition over to the main focus of the episode, which is talking about Normalize, which is the track that is what I speculate is the final single for Switcheroo, the debut album of Jelly Haha. And if I had to speak for myself, I think this is the second best track that I've been able to hear through her set at the Silver Lake Lounge. Man, I'm getting tongue-tied over here. It kind of reminds me of Bananarama, It's a Cruel Summer. Something like that, but you know, a little bit more different. That's a oxymoron. But yeah, there's something similar or akin to it, to that Bananarama song. It gives off that vibe. But as far as the performance goes, as you can see on the video being displayed, it is quite the elaborate performance where I don't know if any of you were in elementary school when maybe towards the end of the year, there was like this fun day where you would have this parachute, this giant parachute, and there would be like 30 kids surrounding the parachute, and the teachers would throw balls into it, and you just try to get all the balls off as quickly as possible. So Jelly Haha has a sheet similar to that with her two minions, and they're doing this whole elaborate arm dance underneath the sheets, and she's singing, and it's very cool, man. I got to give a lot of props to Jelly Haha herself and the crew and whoever helped with the choreography, because this is just rad stuff. And I think the quirkiness reminds me of a lot of like the Talking Heads for some reason, like David Byrne type of stuff with like the giant suit, or just the strangeness and quirkiness of the project remind me of Talking Heads or Devo. And I am a big fan of it, and as you're watching this video, you get to see how fun this project is to see perform live. So, I feel like I'm trying to convince you to go out to the show, but I don't think there's really any convincing I need to do on my part, because the project speaks for itself. And I think we can expect many great things from the debut album itself. I think it's quite promising from the singles that I've heard, or rather the songs that I've heard within the set of Jelly Haha at the Silver Lake Lounge, which you can check out on our YouTube channel. It should be available in the playlist, which I think is called Jelly Haha Saga or something like that, and you can check out her set. I just wanted to talk about this song real quickly. I think, like I said, I think it's the second best track besides Bounce House, which was the leading single that she started off her campaign rollout for this album. Again, the comparisons that come to mind are like Bananarama, or I mean, I guess you could say like Devo or maybe even Bjork. And she's talked about some of her inspirations after having gone to Treefort Fest. There were a few blogs that covered her. And for me, like speculating who she could have drawn interest or sorry, influence from, she does give a pretty detailed list that kind of lines up with what I thought maybe she sounded like. I think she's even mentioned that like Indian disco is something that she's drawn inspiration from, which makes me think of like there was a meme video back in 2007. Actually, it wasn't a meme, but a lot of people talked about this like 2007. Around 2007, there was like a music video of Bollywood Michael Jackson, and it was Thriller. And I'm thinking maybe it's something like that that Jelly Haha took inspiration from, as far as like the project goes. Maybe not specifically a cover of Michael Jackson, but just things akin to that. Maybe original artists that she took inspiration from, but she cited Indian disco as a partial inspiration amongst some of the artists I've already mentioned, which include Bjork, Kate Bush, Devo. I don't know if she's mentioned David Byrne, but I can't rule out the possibility that Talking Heads are in that discussion. But again, like I said, this is the second best track that I've heard from Jelly Haha. It's very fun, and I'm sure I actually haven't seen the music video. I'm doing this episode prior to the release of the song, but I'm sure the music video is pretty similar to what her live performance is like, which you see on your screen or on your phone. But I will be checking out the music video to see how much more detail the video is itself. But anyways, I just want to wrap things up here. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you got some info that is useful to you, whether you want to go see Jelly Haha perform in person or not. If you just wanted to check out and hear about Jelly Haha and her project and everything that it entails, you can go ahead and check out the playlist that's available on our YouTube channel, and we'll have it at the end of the episode if you want to check it out for reference. We'll list it at the end. So thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate you continuing to support our channel. And yeah, we'll catch y'all on the next episode, I guess. All right, peace out.